In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. Today is Tuesday, the 11th of June, 2019. The Church celebrates today the Feast of Saint Barnabas, Apostle. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who decreed that Saint Barnabas, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, should be set apart to convert the nations, grant that the gospel of Christ, which he strenuously preached, may be faithfully proclaimed by word and by deed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 21 to 26, and chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 13. I read from the Gospel. And as you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. Cure the sick. Raised the dead, cleanse those suffering from virulent skin diseases, drive out devils. You received without charge, gave without charge. Provide yourselves with no gold or silver, not even with coppers for your purses, with no haversack for the journey, or spare tunic, or footwear, or a staff, for the laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you go into, seek out someone worthy and stay with him until you leave. As you enter his house, salute it. And if the house deserves it, may your peace come upon it. If it does not, may your peace come back to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Ajon, Ajon, Wanande,
Jerusalem.
Ajon, Ajon, Wanande,
Jerusalem.
Be faithful to God's work. Be faithful to God's work. Today, dear friends, the Church celebrates the Feast of Saint Barnabas the Apostle. And for our meditation, we reflect on the 10th chapter of Saint Matthew's Gospel Pericope, which talks on the mission and role of every disciple called, chosen, and sent by Christ. Firstly, as Matthew recounts, they must go. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7. And as you go, says Jesus. When God calls and sends, he wants us to go. We do not have to resist him. He does not call us for us to remain seated. Mission in and by itself signifies going out. Isaiah had said, "Send me, Lord, and I will go." Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Secondly, they must proclaim. A messenger sent on mission is to proclaim, that is, to preach. And what are they to preach about? The good news of the kingdom of God. To tell the people the kingdom of God is close at hand. Matthew chapter 10 verse 7. They are not to preach themselves or any other message out of the good news. Jesus himself had said about himself and about his mission as he entered the synagogue and read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to proclaim the good news." Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Father sent him, and as the Father sent him, he went. John chapter 12 verse 49. And as he came, he proclaimed the good news. The next thing is the one sent has to be involved in other spiritual and physical works, not only preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel is but one aspect of the role of every messenger. Mission also involves curing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing those from suffering from virulent skin diseases, and to expel devils from the possessed. All these are involved in mission, meaning healing and deliverance are part and parcel of their mission. They are also to be involved in works of charity. They are to give freely of their time, of their talents, and of their mission because God gave them freely. They are not to charge for it. This means the good news should and cannot be sold. We claim no right to any salary or remuneration for our work. Rather, they are to depend on the generosity, the free will, and goodwill of the people. Called to preach the gospel is not a right, but a privilege. But over and above all, they must be bearers of peace. Whatever house or city they enter, Jesus tells them, their words must be words of peace. Matthew chapter 10 verse 13. Meaning, every messenger of the good news must be an ambassador of peace. They must preach peace. They must strive for peace, and their words must be for peace. Beloved, these 7 verses express in detail the work of evangelization and the work of the evangelizer. These words of Jesus in today's gospel are still very apt, especially in our modern times when many things are almost falling out of place. Many have heard the good news. Many more are still in search of the good news. Therefore, it is still incumbent on messengers of the gospel to preach the good news to the ends of the earth. Many seek and want heaven, yet it seems the messengers have not understood their mission and role, and rather than leading the sheep to greener pasture and to heaven, we are rather misguiding the sheep and getting the sheep confused who have placed their trust and confidence on us. Many feel called and have offered themselves generously. They have gone as sent by God and are into mission, however, they seem to be getting it all wrong. Some are proclaiming an entirely different message other than that of Christ. They are proclaiming a message out of what Christ gave. In another perspective, while some focus solely and mainly on the spiritual works of healing and casting out devils as though it were the only thing, others have simply pushed this aspect out of their ministry as though it did not exist or as though it is not part of their mission. Here, we must admit that many priests still shy away from healing and deliverance. It is part and parcel of our mission, and every priest has the power to heal and deliver people from the devil's clutches. We must, however, guard against both extremes, either focusing on it as though it were the only thing, or pushing it away as though it did not exist or matter or did not concern us. This, we must admit, has pushed many of our Christians away to other places in search of healing and deliverance, whereas priests possess these powers and can do it. For some, mission has become business. It is all about how much profit they can make out of it, forgetting that Christ said we must give without charge because we received from him without charge. Today's readings fall on us. those on mission, called and sent by God to examine the extent to which we remain true and original to our vocation. Pray, beloved. Pray for priests and pastors that we may remain true to our calling, that we may remain true to our work ethic. For Christ, who called and sent us, has given us the instructions, and let us remain true to our vocation. Let us remain true to the fundamentals. May Saint Barnabas intercede for us. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.